FM 1017 and 1320 KLWN. Depend on it.
Radio for grown-ups.
Good morning, Radio for grown-ups. Joel Becker on FM 1017 and 1320 KLWN. Depend on it. It is 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. Today, the 24th of March 2020. We are waking up this morning to a very spring-like day, actually. A 40% chance of showers. Should clear out of here sometime this morning. Cloudy otherwise with a high of 56. Patchy fog tonight, otherwise cloudy. Eventually, you might clear up a little bit by the morning. Overnight low 44, and then for tomorrow, a little bit of fog in the morning, but should clear out. Sunny by the afternoon, or at least partly sunny, and a high near 70. It is going to be a little breezy. South wind 5 to 15, gusting as high as 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 49, and then Thursday, cloudy with a high of 67. Rain returns for Thursday night, Friday into the weekend, but temperatures staying in the upper 60s on Friday, back into the mid 50s on Saturday. Right now, a little bit of mist, a little bit of fog at the Lawrence Municipal Airport. It is 46, winds from the east at 6, making the wind chill 43 and the humidity at 86%. At 9:13 here on FM 1017, 1320 KLWN. And this is the Tuesday morning where we talk with Dr. Wes Crenshaw every other Tuesday here on Radio for Grownups, and also on the Morning News Watch every other Wednesday on the weeks that he is not here. And practicing our good social distancing and staying at home, we are doing this via Zoom as opposed to doing it live in person. But good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Usually when we do this, I'm in like Jamaica or Newton or something. And now I'm actually in Lawrence. I'm like, a quarter of a mile from the studio.
Yeah, it's amazing how things change so quickly. You know, 2 weeks ago, you and I were talking about these things and knowing that things were coming up this way. But, you know, it's the adjustment that people are going to be making to this has got to be a little bit difficult due to a number of factors, uncertainty and a certain amount of cabin fever and so on and so forth. But, we're really just getting into it today, really. Although it seems as if I can't say that I noticed a whole lot of different driving in this morning from Kansas City, which is also starting a stay at home order today as well. And there were still, the traffic was relatively light, but it's been relatively light for a couple of weeks now. I think people have already started to adjust to this.
Yeah, and I think that's true. What we're going to see, I'll put it this way. I saw a high school student that is a regular client of mine last week, and she, right off the bat, this was the first thing, we talked about. And right off the bat, she said, Wes, I think I do better when I have a little structure. And I laughed and she laughed and I said, I'm going to be quoting you on that for weeks to come, because that simple statement not only explains what's difficult about this for high school students and college students, it's really universally true. We're all kind of used to having a place to get up and go to and the thing that we do as a routine, and where we'll complain about, being in a rut or everything's always the same. Well, we sure don't have that problem right now because everything is different every day. There are familiar things and we want to, reach out for those, but so much is unknown and we have to really be on top of our mental health as we're trying to adjust, because all the things that are structured, school, work for many people, social interaction, going out to dinner. If you go out, we'll sometimes go out and have a steak on Sunday evening. Well, that steak's going to be out on the grill, which is also nice, but it's different. And we really are going to struggle, especially as this wears on, as it will for the next few weeks and perhaps months. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. And so I guess for those of us who are total homebodies, this is actually a lot easier, huh?
I did have someone sort of make a counterpoint the other day, and we'll see again as different people experience it differently. But this person says, you know, I actually feel a little more relaxed right now because I'm not expected to do all these family gatherings that I always feel guilty if I don't go to, or I'm working from home in a big corporation right now. And I don't, you know, this person, she didn't really like being in the work environment. She's more introverted. And so working at home, she's wanted to do that. And we have discussed her putting in a request to telecommute months ago. And this, for her, is an ideal situation. But for so many people, you know, it's not. It's discombobulating. And we're seeing that. And we'll see more of it as we progress in the next few weeks.
Yeah, great excuse, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you mentioned, by the way, that a lot of the clients that you have obviously are on the younger side of things. Would you say that there is any kind of a dichotomy or difference in the way that different people are reacting in terms of whether they are children or adults, or, you know, otherwise demographically different, I don't know, men and women or anything like that?
It's a great area of study. And I will have more thoughts on that the next time we get together, because we're just beginning to feel our way through it. I will tell you this. This is one of the strangest things that has happened that I would never have predicted. And that is my anxious people, even my people who are anxious about medical issues or germs or those kind of things, you would expect those folks to be particularly sensitive to this kind of a situation. And for reasons I'm still wrapping my head around, they're not the ones that are upset. My theory at all, they're like, yeah, I'm doing okay. They have other issues, but this isn't it. And my theory is they are so used to feeling worried about viruses or mm-hmm. being secluded or whatever, that this is just kind of another day at the office, if you will, for them.
Well, I think I may be wrong, but I
can't prove it, but I think that might be true.
You know, I would think that in some ways this would actually be right up their alley, and that we're right. doing all the things that they want us to do in the first place.
Well, it reminds me of my daughter, who has never been very coordinated, and, you know, she's ADD and she would fall over. She's also going to law school this fall, so that turned out okay. But she was never very coordinated. And so when we would go to Chicago, it's important to be able to ride transportation standing up, whether it's the L or the bus or whatever. So I would have the kids stand even when they didn't need to. So they would develop that ability when they did need to. Well, she was great at that. And I thought, what in the world? What, this uncoordinated person can stand practically without holding on to anything on the bus? And then it hit me. She's used to feeling that way. She's used to feeling unsteady. And so I think for some people who feel unsteady emotionally and have anxiety or are used to feeling some depression, this is sort of the same way. They're able to adjust to that, like she adjusted to the moving bus.
Yeah, that's definitely a likely theory. And, you know, the other kind of question about this, and I guess we'll find this out as this goes more, is just how big of a change this stay-at-home order really is for a lot of people. I mean, it'll vary from person to person how much of a change it's going to be.
One of the things I said, we've been ahead of this. We had our COVID-19 page up back the first day or two when I was working out of Newton, probably 3 weeks ago. And time's getting kind of weird, if you hadn't noticed. It may even be a little longer than that. I can't keep track of how long time passes right now. But we were... already concerned. And one of the things that we were proposing are a lot of the things we're sort of set up and doing right now. And one of the things I said there was, in talking to kids, we do, and ourselves for that matter, we need to realize what the risks are, and that for most people, the risk is going to be inconvenience. And I don't want to minimize the seriousness of that. Look at the economy right now. Mm-hmm. The economy is crashing because of inconvenience, the inability to go, you know, be in certain services, do certain things. And this is going to be the big risk for a lot of people, that the inconvenience is there to do this thing about flattening the curve, where I think last time I mentioned it's sort of like we need to take a number and all get the virus in the right order so that the healthcare system can handle that. But doing that has created a lot of problems, and the inconvenience can be as severe as losing your job. We've certainly seen that with people. Or the inconvenience can be, you know, just being cooped up and not being able to do the things you normally do. And so everyone, each has their own experience of that. And we're working as hard as we can in our office to try and help people on a one-to-one basis figure out what do I need to do to cope with this? And it varies dramatically.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you about that in particular with your office. And I did go by dr-west.com and look at your COVID-19 page and so on and so forth. But it's worth, just as if for no other reason than as an example, how are you guys adjusting the way you deal with your patients in the wake of all of this?
Yeah, so I update that page almost daily, and that's why there are typos. I bet you saw typos on it, because I'm just wailing on the page every day trying to keep up. That's how different everything is each day. But we're really, it's almost like a blog at this point. I'm uploading different information every day. So we're trying, even though we planned very well, we have our cleaning supplies, you know, we're micro banning everything. We're using recommended CDC procedures on all that. We're not in protective gear yet, but I think that's going to happen with the people who work with children. We just were discussing it this morning. I have that material in stock as healthcare providers. So we were all ahead of this. The problem has been that, of course, 3 or 4 days ago, what we had learned in advance, that there was going to be some kind of a lockdown or stay at home. What we didn't know is whether we would be exempted as healthcare workers.
Right. Which we are.
Yeah. Which we are. So we prepared very rigorously to be able to do everything on video conferencing.
Which is still, by the way, not a bad idea, even though you are technically allowed to go to a healthcare provider. There are plenty of them that are actually, even regular doctor's offices are saying for people that just need a checkup or whatever, you know, we might do a good portion of it via remote as opposed to in office.
Yeah. So here is what we're learning about this. And as we evolve this, and this is quite an experiment, what we're learning is that people, much as they may love their physician or nurse practitioner, they don't really care about going in and sitting in that person's office and having them look down their throat. They would rather do whatever they can do on video. That's pretty handy. And the insurance companies, by the way, have been really fantastic, especially Blue Cross of Kansas. I want to say a shout out to them. They have been fantastic in their response to telemedicine. Can't say enough good things, both for the medical side and for the psychology side. They've really supported us and their patients, their covered lives beautifully. But here's the problem. People are not very excited about seeing their therapist on video. And we've had some people just cancel because they thought that's what they were going to have to do. Now, we're also saying to people, hey, you maybe need to adjust to this right now for the reasons you just mentioned. But because we are taking so many precautions, chance of transmission is pretty low. For instance, you can't sit in our waiting room at this point. This is like the Sonic of mental health. You drive up, you wait in the parking lot, and the car hop comes out. The car hop is named Dr. Wes for my cases. And we come out without any onion rings and invite you to come in. You go straight to the bathroom. You wash your hands thoroughly. No one has objected to that. In between clients, we spray every doorknob, and then we have both Microban, which is a 24-hour product, and also Clorox and Lysol we use. So people are hearing that and they say, I would rather come in and actually see a person and be physically present. We also have big enough offices that we can keep the 6 foot distance. So that's evolving. There are other people who, as you propose, see it as safer to do their therapy from their computer, which we are now able to do. And Blue Cross, we're a little unclear where Aetna, Cigna, and United are in this. We're still trying to figure that out. But Blue Cross of Kansas is now paying for that 100%, no matter what your deductible, no matter what your copay. If you use telepsychology or telemedicine, they will pay for that at 100%, which is a real gift to their covered lives. Of course, they want you to be healthy because they pay for it if you're not. So it's not purely altruistic, but it is a smart move and they were all over it. And again, I would, it's very rare you hear me get on here and be like, insurance companies are the best thing ever. And
yeah, if they
really are.
If you were actually across the way from me, I would be making sure it's actually you. But
Blue Cross of Kansas City, not so great. But Blue Cross of Kansas has been, and their CEO is very like mental health supportive. He really gets it. So,
and just to be clear, so first of all, they're encouraging people to do it by doing so.
They're incentivizing it.
Right. And just so people understand what you mean, for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, if you do the televersion of therapy, you don't have to pay your copay. Is that what you're basically saying?
That's right. And if you're on, for instance, Plan C, with the lot of the clerical admin staff at KU are on, they have a $2,700 deductible for everything. Like if you go to the physician, that you pay cash up front for that till you hit your $2,700 deductible. Mm-hmm. That is waived right now if you do telemedicine. So this is a great opportunity as people are, you know, struggling with their kids in this time or struggling with their own situation. I would say struggling with their marriage, except marital therapy is not covered unless a person is diagnosed. That's true across the board. If a person has a diagnosis, if your ADD is causing marital problems for you, that's covered. But if you just want to learn to communicate better with your spouse, that's never covered by insurance.
We can talk about that when we come back from the break a little bit, because I kind of like to get into it just a little bit. But, you know, one of the things we have been talking about with all of these changes is that I hope that some of the better ones may actually stick around after this crisis is over. For example, the governor did put out a thing where they're allowing, you know, the prescription of medication via telemedicine as opposed to having to do it in person. And I think that's a long overdue thing that doesn't need a crisis to be in place.
Let us speak about that. We are doing it in our office and I know a lot about it. We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right, that sounds good. Dr. Wes Crenshaw is here. You can check out his practice at dr-wes.com. The COVID-19 stuff, as he mentioned, is right on the front page if you want to look at that particular page, or you can go to dr-west.com/COVID-19.html. We got to step aside for the bottom of the hour Fox News and then more with Dr. West when we come back. At 10 o'clock, by the way, I am going to play the press conference from yesterday from Lawrence Douglas County about the stay-at-home order. So you want to stay tuned for that as well. Here on FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN, depend on it. Radio for Grownups, Joel Becker on FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN, depend on it. It's 19 and a half minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. Dr. Wes Crenshaw is here via Zoom. I shouldn't really say here, just to make sure everybody knows that we're following social distancing protocols. But we've been talking about this stay-at-home order and how people are coping with it and what some kinds of things that people can do to learn to cope with it. And you brought up, you know, marital things, and, you know, obviously it's a potential double-edged sword, I guess, or I don't know if that's the best way of calling it, or maybe, you know, it can go either way in for example, a relationship issue when you get to spend a lot more time with each other than you otherwise might.
Yeah. And we'll definitely talk about, the one thing I wanted to mention coming out of break is telemedicine.
Yes.
Prescribing video. We do that. My nurse practitioner, Kelsey Dougherty, is doing all of her conferences from home. And that is going well because it's more like seeing a physician. They talk to her and she then remotely sends in their prescription. And that is true in your physician's office or anybody who prescribes, as long as they don't need to lay their hands on you for some reason, they can do remote prescribing. I stupidly sprayed my hands with Lysol the other day. My son said, "Don't do that, Dad. That's going to irritate your skin."
Yes.
Well, I said, "I've had so much terrible stuff on my skin over the years. It's not going to matter." Yeah, that was stupid. And don't do it. And so I had a bit of a rash. I think had I needed to talk to the physician, my guess is they would have had me, you know, tell them what was going on, take a picture of it, shoot it through their portal, and then they'd have prescribed something. It didn't turn out to be that way. But that would be the example of something they probably could find a way to do remotely, unless they really need to examine a wound or take blood. Can't take blood remotely.
That's kind of tough. Yeah. Not yet. One of these days we'll have one of those vacuum tubes in everybody's house and we can just do it. No, I don't want to digress too far, but you do bring up something that I did want to mention here, because we've been hearing for weeks now about, you know, you must wash your hands, you know, over and over and over again and all this other stuff. And it's great advice. But one thing that that we sometimes gloss over is skin care, which is, while at the same time it's important to keep yourself clean and so on and so forth, there are limits as to what you can do. I mentioned yesterday one of the myths that's going around right now about COVID-19 is that if you take a really hot bath, you'll kill it off, and that's complete balderdash. I mean, it's just garbage, all you'll do is burn yourself if you have it really hot. But I mean, in order to get to the kind of temperature you would need in order to kill off the virus, you're going to do some pretty significant damage to your body, if not kill yourself. So that's not the right way to do it. But even just in general, you know, some of the stuff that you want to be careful about, the way that the virus ends up getting into your body is through an opening in your body. And it can be a natural opening in your body, like your eyes or your mouth or whatever that are built in, but it also can certainly get in through cracks in your skin. And so you want to avoid any kind of cuts, any kind of, like you're talking about, rashes or anything like that, that would create more openings in your body. And so as important as it is to keep clean and sterile and whatnot, you also have to practice good skin care as well to make sure that you're not irritating your skin too much with the various techniques you're using.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not a dermatologist, but I've become an obsessive hand washer this week, and I always try to keep hand lotions on, especially at night. If you do a good job of that at night, that will help a great deal. But you're right, roughen up your hands, and I'm using some pretty, let's just say they are medically rated scrubs, because we're trying to be so scrupulous in our cleanliness. So you do definitely want to be thinking about skin care, and I'm sure your dermatologist would be happy to telemed with you about that, as I'm guessing they're not overwhelmed with business right this minute. So you if you have a question about that, I think they would be happy to hear from you. And if you're in Blue Cross of Kansas, that too is being covered right now.
That's good. And like I said, I would like to see some of this stuff continue to be covered and continue to be regular practice even after this crisis is over. Although, I mean, you don't necessarily have to go the sonic route in the waiting room too much after this. I have to say, though, I'm a little disappointed that you're not even providing onion rings.
Nope, and no shakes and fries. The Sonic is, however, next door to your station.
Yes.
So people could run from here over there to do that. You were talking about the marital situation.
Yes.
And it's true, broadly speaking, in families right now, people are going to get sick of each other. one of the things I want to remind everybody about, and I know this is mostly obvious to people, but when I first heard about lockdowns or stay at home orders, you know, it sounds like you're going to have to close all the doors and close the windows. That's the worst thing to do. Right now, if you hear any traffic noises behind me, it's because I have the windows open for the reason of getting ventilation. Something, any office that needs to be open or home, ventilation is good. It's not good for allergies, but for right now, probably the bigger threat is always going to be the virus. Getting out, there's nothing wrong with going out. You can even go out and go for a jog or bike ride with friends, as long as the friends are a good distance away from you. And they've talked about with children, don't have play dates. I know where they're headed with this, because children are not exactly the most careful about their hygiene. And I get where they're coming from. Playgrounds and such could be retaining the virus. But there are some play dates your child could do with friends that would be okay. For instance, parent-supervised bike riding or walking, or things that parents can control distance. Now, the younger the child, the less they can understand or manage that. But there are ways to do that. And of course, you know, you could play your video games out on the back porch. People need to be able to get out, get fresh air, get some sunshine, if the sun ever comes out. I'm waiting for that. But don't think about this as you need to go into your bomb shelter or something. Just keep distancing. You can go to the grocery store. I will say, I have learned, when you start thinking about social distancing, it's really hard in the aisles of the supermarket to keep that distance. So you have to be very mindful of it and think about it. I wouldn't go any more than I needed to, but all of those things are activities that are still normal experiences that have some structure that people will benefit from. It's too bad, of course, they've had to shut down churches and things, because that would have been a good experience for people. But you can't hardly space people out far enough and get enough people in to make a service worthwhile. So most churches, I think, are now on that list.
How about video conference services?
They're absolutely doing it.
I know.
Certainly doing it. One of the miracles, this is a hard time, but one of the miracles that we have available to us really is the internet. I've said for many years, people are so mean to the internet. It's a double-edged sword. It has some pretty crappy problems, and it has some pretty amazing benefits. And boy, are we seeing that, you and I, right this minute. And just the ability of people to learn and to broadcast to each other and to get business done, that's one of the great bright sides we see today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's funny, because it's in more than one way, you know, because there's positives and negatives like anything else, and especially with technology, it can be a good thing and a bad thing, because the dissemination of information about this is so much better right now than it would have been, let's say, 100 years ago, when you were relying on. And I mean, you know, the very beginnings of radio was 100 years ago. And so we were relying on newspapers to get information out and so on. But at the same time, it is also disseminating false information just as well.
And you got it.
So we run into that too.
Yes, that's as good an example of the double-edged sword. And, you know, it's a discussion we've had before and probably ought to have again. Nothing with regard to the internet is more important than teaching young people how to consume information. I so enjoy the TV show and back to the day of the movie Catfish on MTV, because the whole point of the show, and, you know, it gets a little redundant after several seasons, but the whole point of that show is to teach people to be critical consumers of information. And it does it in a way that's entertaining to young people, or at least it was when it first came out. That we need to always be skeptical and really study trusted sources and compare different presentations of information. Now more than ever.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, one of those things that I had, I guess you could say, as an advantage from having, you know, an education in media, not to mention the practical experience is seeing, and also computers for that matter as well, is seeing what can be done away, but you know, back in the late 80s and early 90s when I was in school, I was exposed to a lot of stuff that eventually nowadays CG and stuff like that is pretty normalized and everybody knows about it or whatever, and you can literally go on YouTube and see some pretty amazing special effects that people come up with, you know, from their homes, not from some, you know, industrial light and magic, you know, place or something like that. But I've known for literally 40 years that it was possible to very easily fool people into thinking something was true if you wanted to, that isn't true. Either audially or visually. And you know, so like you said, you have to be kind of a critical consumer of these things. But you're absolutely right as far as getting outside and doing stuff and staying that social distance. One of the things that they have been warning kids against or parents for kids having to do with, like, you know, the surfaces on, say, playgrounds like jungle gyms and whatnot. But still, you know, it's a matter of supervision and hygiene, and you can still wipe down their, you know, their hands and whatnot after they play and stuff and so on and so forth. But that does lead us to the other issue with all of this, is the relationship between parents and kids in this kind of a situation, because you're going to have kids and, you know, like, I mean, in a way it's just like summer vacation starting earlier, but there's also a lot less that you can do with them. So, you know, in terms of, you can't just send them to the movies or something like that, or even take them to dinner, you're going to be spending a lot more time with them. I imagine that right now is going to be a real test of parental patience.
Oh, it absolutely is. And you got to remember that kids and parents don't really spend all that much time together. And so that, you know, kids are in school, parents are at work, and we're all not sure how to deal with each other. You know, we talk at the holidays about idea that we're supposed to know all these people, uncles and aunts, and have this special gathering where we all, you know, we don't know any of those people unless they're our neighbor or next door neighbor or something that also. And so you get together and you're in this sort of weird space. Well, that is true in a different way with parents and kids. They don't know each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They know each other between 3:30 in the afternoon and maybe 8 or 9 in the evening. And much of that time, the kid is spent, you know, doing homework or watching TikTok or Snapchatting friends. So this is going to be a new experience, and it's better for parents and kids and families to realize that and accept it and notice it than to try to pretend it's not there.
Absolutely. All right. So we got to wrap things up for the day, but I guess before I let you go, is any one last, like, either bit of advice or something that you can give to people that are listening as far as the number one thing for them to do or keep in mind during this crisis?
Yeah, hold steady. My parents were Depression era graduates, born in the 20s, and I grew up poor, and I understand what that's about. And we're going to learn a lot from this experience, and we have to look at it as somewhat of an adventure. I'm not saying it's funny or interesting in that way. I'm saying it's something we need to look at as an accomplishment for us to aspire to overcoming.
All right, that is Dr. Wes Crenshaw. You can check out his practice, dr-wes.com. Always a pleasure, Doc.
Talk to you in two, sir.
All right, sounds good. And we'll take a break, get back to the Fox News at the top of the hour coming up. And then next hour, when normally we would have on Roger Steinbrock, City of Lawrence Parks and Rec, not a whole lot going on over there. Instead, we're going to give you the press conference from yesterday, Lawrence Douglas County, and about this stay-at-home order. So you want to stay tuned for that right here on FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Depend on it.
FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Depend on it.
Spend it. space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of
Radio for Grown-Ups.
Radio for Grown-Ups. Joel Becker on FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. Depend on it. Boy, it would be nice if we had holodecks available to us, wouldn't it? Get through a period like this a lot easier. Even doing all that telecommuting kind of stuff would be easier if it was holographic in nature. Thanks to Dr. Wes Crenshaw. You can check out his practice, dr-wes.com, always. And if you need a little help, you can always contact him as well. Fox News coming up next. Next hour, Radio for Grownups. Right after that, here on KLWN. Depend on it.